Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit. Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Detroit basketball.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Detroit.
Yo, welcome, welcome, welcome. How y'all doing out there? Y'all all right? Thank you for tuning in to Pistons Talk. I'm your host, David M. Allen, aka the Black Ric Flair, aka the Renaissance Man and the hardest working man on the internet. And I know it's been a minute, but thank you for tuning in to Pistons Talk. Thank you for giving me your undivided attention. So we're here to talk about a little bit of that beat down the Pistons laid on the Lakers tonight. And although the Pistons have been inconsistent all season long, a win is a win, and right about now I think I'll take it. So they continue on their upswing, their inconsistent upswing, and they're doing what they can, man. So I'm not exactly bad. I'm not going to harp on inconsistencies, but they're trying to, you know, slowly build. So that's a 2-game win streak, and technically that's 4 out of the last 5. So right now I'll take it, especially with the Spurs coming to town on Friday. So right now we got to be happy with the win, and we got to roll with it, and let's enjoy this and regroup for Friday, fellas. Andre Drummond had himself a game, man. 24 points, 17 rebounds, 4 blocks, all timely blocks. He had 3 steals. One of those steals was fantastic, man. He kind of scouted the pass. He climbed the skies, grabbed it, tipped it out the air, and he ran down the lane, man. I forgot who was trying to prevent him from scoring, but Andre hit a little big man Euro step. I wasn't mad at it. I really wouldn't. It was nice. Hopefully you guys saw that, man. I don't even know how to describe it, man. It was nice as hell, though, man. It was something. 5 of those rebounds were offensive, so I'm pretty happy about that. Reggie Jackson, I noticed he's been trying to pass a little more since the trade rumors have been, you know, a little more abundant, shall we say. He had himself 8 dimes tonight. He only had 4 points, and he was 2 of 5. So, I mean, he wasn't being all extra aggressive with his shooting. But, I mean, at least he was passing. I was happy about that. Truth be told, he could have had about 12 or 13 assists. But, you know, the guys missed a couple of easy ones and, you know, a couple of open shots. And it is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and be upset about that. Tobias Harris came off the bench, had 19 points. He was 7 for 12, threw in 5 rebounds. Your boy KCP, man. Kentavious, I want to like him. I do. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to like him, and that's mostly because the Pistons fans overall seem to hang their hats on the dude. And when he has games like the one last week when he scored a career-high 38, everyone went nuts and yeah, yeah, yeah. But truth be told, man, he's as inconsistent as this team is. But nobody likes the truth, and nobody likes when I throw out the fact that, yeah, he followed that up with a 4-point performance and then a 2-point performance. Tonight he had 9. And people want to argue with me that he deserves to be paid $20, $25 million. And I understand that in today's NBA, average players get this kind of bread, but to me, I don't really see it, man. This dude is a role player. But if y'all like him, I can't say that I love him, but I you know, it's to me, this is Andre's team. this is how it should be. And I feel like everybody should get behind Andre and build around that man. I get today's NBA is also three happy, and it's predicated on jump shots and the long ball. And Kentavious isn't always on target with the long ball, man. Tonight he was 1-for-4. Everybody's trying to say, hey, he's almost at 40%. Yes, almost. Almost doesn't count, though. He's like 39% or whatever. Like, you know, people want to round up to make themselves feel better. The human brain makes you want to feel better. And I get it. You seek that out. But, I mean, at the same time, man, I feel like he needs to sign for less. And that's just what it is to me. And, again, he had 9 points tonight. I don't see what y'all see. And I'm sorry to rain on that KCP parade. But, John Luer had 20 points tonight. He only had 3 rebounds, man. As big as that dude is, man, I really, really wish that he would average about 7 or 8 rebounds. And I get Andre swallows up a lot of the rebounds, but there's room. There's room for you to snatch things down. Truth be told, should nobody be able to rebound on the Pistons, to be honest with you, man. I mean, Marcus Morris only had 6 of them things, but... I just feel like as a group effort, man, they should kill and be in like the top 5 in rebounds every goddamn game, man. That's just how I feel. But speaking to Double M, man, he had 14 points tonight. He was 6-for-14, a little off tonight. His shooting percentage isn't never the greatest, but he did all right, man. Like I said, man, they got that win in there. Ish Smith had 10 points, 7 dimes. And it was an overall decent effort, man. The team squad, they shot 52% from the field overall. They kept shooting threes for some reason again. Like I said, today's NBA, I get it. Overall, they went 4-for-16 from outside, 25%. And they just really got to do better. Even from the free throw stripe, man, you went 62% tonight. And how? You know what I mean? The Lakers, on the other hand, man, the Pistons played some decent defense tonight. Julius Randle was kind of doing what he wanted to for a second, man. One day he's going to realize his potential is going to be over for a lot of people. But he's on a team surrounded by chuckers, so I get it. He has 17 points tonight, only 6 rebounds. Big fella should have pulled down about 11 of them. But, you know, it's whatever. Brandon Ingram had 15. Like I said, Randle had 17. Nick Young had 9. They held him to 9. D'Angelo Russell, that guy, man, he had 2 points tonight, 5 assists. And I don't know if I want to credit the Pistons or just – and these young cats, man. I don't know, man. But the Pistons held the Lakers to 43% shooting overall, 26% from the 3. And overall, the defense was cool. And I can't harp on that. So I'm happy how it went down. Like I said, final score was 121-102. The biggest lead of the night for the Pistons was 28. And you know, second quarter, they kind of put their foot on the throttle. They scored 31 big ones. Lakers was kind of still right behind him. But the third quarter, they really put it down, man. They scored 36 in the third to the Lakers 20. And overall, the third quarter was the difference. The Pistons realized they were the better team, and it was what it was. And, you know, I don't even think Andre played the fourth quarter. He got his in, and it was a wrap. So, and for all of you who do care for the technical side of it, the Pistons won the rebound battle 52-41. They actually won the assist battle. They haven't done that many times this year. They really haven't. But they won it by 11-digit margin. You know what I mean? They were plus 11 in assists, 32-21. They won a turnover battle. They just did well tonight, man. And it's the kind of energy I feel like they should bring every night. And I don't think it's wrong of me to expect more. I really don't. At the end of the day, you're professionals. You need to overachieve. And playing down in the competition, I was really happy they didn't do that tonight. You know, like how they let Minnesota back in the door a few days ago. Or how they let the Pelicans back in the door for a hot second. You know what I mean? They should have beat the Celtics, you know. But, you know, I'm not going to harp on the past. They won 4 out of 5. You know, they carrying momentum. They still in 8th place. So, right now I'm feeling like let's keep the momentum going. I have no idea how they're going to do on Friday. I don't know how they were going to respond. A lot of times when big name teams come in the building, they play harder. For the most part, they played harder. I can't say that they've crumbled and said, oh, shit, you know, the Warriors or Cleveland or whoever is coming to town, let's just, you know, fuck it. Let's just pack it up, you know what I mean? But it's not getting any easier for the next at least 2 games. Spurs on Friday, and then on Sunday they'll be in Toronto playing the Raptors. And those 2 games, you just got to bring it, man, especially on the road. On the road, it hasn't been all that damn great. But I want to see something, man. Then you got a back-to-back on top of that, Sunday and Monday. Sunday you play the Raptors. Monday you play the Bucks. And after that, you got 2 little easy games with the Mavericks and the Hornets. And it's going to be a lot of, you know, like up and down. Some competition out there, and there's a lot of lesser competition out there. I'll read you the next 10, and you tell me. Next game is Friday against the Spurs. Sunday, Raptors. Monday the 13th, the Bucks. Then you got the Mavericks. Hornets, Celtics, Blazers. Then you got the Pelicans, the 76ers, and then the Bulls. How many of those games do you think are winnable? And you go with your heart if you want to, you know. But quite a few of those, if you ask me. 7-3 seems plausible, but we're talking about the Pistons, you know. But I would love for them to rip off about 7 out of 10. And then we'll be talking about something for real. You wouldn't be able to tell me nothing if that was the case, man. Like, you know, they're really doing it right now, man. But, they have a little bit of momentum right now. And I need them to keep building on that. I really do. When I seen that the Pacers built a lot of momentum and climbed into 6, not that long ago, man, they lost their minds and ended up in like 8th or 9th place. They really did. They lost their minds for a minute, but they've been building it back up, and now they're sitting in 6. You know, for a hot second, the Wizards was in 2nd. Eastern Conference is really, except for the first spot, it's up for grabs, man. If the Pistons went on a mean winning streak, they'll be in the top 5 if they wanted to, but they got to want it. And that's my point right now, man. Sitting in 8th, really, 7th and 8th seeds on both sides is really, to me, mediocrity. That's really like average play. Like, in my mind, you're supposed to make the playoffs if you have a decent squad. So, in my mind, you should make 8th place. That's no real accomplishment. Last year, you did that, and it had been a while since you got to the playoffs. But right now, you're there. You're in it. You can have it. Cool. Okay, now, so what's next? And that's just how I look at it. That's just how my mind works. And right now, one division opponent you don't have to worry about is the Bucks. They're faltering like hell. They're losing right now to Miami, 93-78. Toronto's on the verge of losing. They're losing by 106-105 with 47 seconds left. The Spurs, who I mentioned earlier because they're going to play on Friday, they took care of the 76ers, 111-103. The Wizards, who went from 2nd to 4th just that fast, they're winning right now in overtime against Brooklyn. I feel like Brooklyn needs to forfeit all their games from now on. The Pacers gave up some ground tonight, 132-117. They fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Warriors play the Bulls tonight at 10:30 in a few minutes. On ESPN, so hopefully the Warriors will help out and help get the Bulls out of 7th place, and the Pistons could have that too. And then the Pistons could have that, you know. It's right there. It's right there for the taking. Bulls are 26-26. Pistons are 25-28. You can gain that ground if you like. It's right there for the taking. So really, truth be told, the Bulls can lose. just like that. I always told you since the beginning of the season that they were going to falter. And falter they have been doing, man. They really have. And I really feel like they won't make the playoffs. So, them last two spots could go to the Hornets and the Pistons, really, if either one of them really want it. So, both teams have been really inconsistent. Charlotte just doesn't have the talent. The Pistons, they got Eastern Conference talent. So, it's no excuse not to have a playoff spot. And if they trade for the better, they can have it, man. It's there. At least get to seventh place. At least seventh. And I just said that's a mediocre spot and it's average. But at least get seventh and you don't have to face the Cavs. Because I just want to see them win a game or two. And I'm good, you know. If they can slide in the sixth, they might have, you know. It's matchups at this point. But I would like to see them get at least seventh. And right now they're on their way. So with that said, I'm out. Thank you for listening. Y'all have a good night out there. Be safe. And for those of you in the Detroit area, I have a new website up. There's a new baby in the family, if you will. It's called Live from Woodward. It's dedicated to Detroit sports. It's going to be dedicated to the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Tigers, and, of course, the Lions. And it's going to be your source of news for all of Detroit and Detroit sports, including the city itself. So working on that. Something like a one-man army right now. I'm also looking for contributors, if any of you are as passionate. And, of course, find us on SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and, of course, thecouchsports.com. Peace, man.
Let's go home!